quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded Catsey, Coquitlam, and Stola First Nations lands. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands. We thank them humbly for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and it is yet another week. You gotta forgive me if I sound a little bit nasally or congested or anything. I got my boostie, and it's hitting me like a truck. Not a truck, like a very fast moving sedan, maybe. So I'm a teeny bit congested, but the show must go on, as I'm here today reminiscing about my childhood, and also trying to uncover things in my childhood, the holes in my childhood of my memory bank. I've been watching the new Scott Pilgrim animated series, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. It's fantastic. And I grew up reading the Scott Pilgrim graphic novels. But wow, did I forget a lot about the graphic novels when I go back to watch this animated series. And today we're going to uncover some questions about childhood memories, about animation and comics, and of course, you know, a little fun recap of this week's Adventure in Idle Hell. Stick around for that. Here on today's show, it's a real mixed bag of music. I have to say, this is perhaps one of the most male-centric playlists I've ever put together. Not a whole lot of FemCon, which is very uncharacteristic of me, but we've got Phony People coming on later this hour. We got Anamanaguchi. We got new music from Chan Mina. Before that, here is a new track from Handsome Tiger, local talent, Grounded. We'll be right back.
Honeybee, I never look tired despite all of those who try. Sugar and take you home tonight.
Pancake by Timitan featuring Pierre Quenders. My name is Leslie and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been watching Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, the new Netflix animated Scott Pilgrim series, and I was really excited when it was announced. I grew up reading the Scott Pilgrim series. I had never watched the movie, but I think I was probably in middle school when I first started reading the graphic novels, and they left a very deep impression on me, but evidently not deep enough because I forgot a lot of the stuff that happens in Scott Pilgrim. Namely, you know, I was really into the art style. Brian Lee O'Malley, who is the author and illustrator of the graphic novels, had this very fun, kind of like bubbly, almost cute style. And there was a lot of action in the comics. And I remember it being one of the few of the first Western comics that I had picked up when I was younger that I felt like really captured my attention. A lot of the other Western comics that I read when I was younger, I don't remember them anymore, but I really remembered Scott Pilgrim. And of course I was a Tumblr child, so obviously, you know, you see some Scott Pilgrim memes and posts and stuff like that on the Tumblrs. But I just remembered really, really liking it. What I didn't remember were a lot of the details. And I think it kind of goes to show, like, sometimes sometimes, just sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, you know, when you are a young person, perhaps you should not be reading some books that are meant for people who are a little bit older, because you will not retain the information of what is happening in there. I completely forgot that the series was meant to, like, look at these two flawed people, right? Like Scott Pilgrim and Ramona Flowers, and how they kind of navigate their past and show up to for each other in their new blooming relationship. I remembered it as this doofus loser dude fighting a bunch of bad guys. That's how I remembered it. So it just goes to show, sometimes you gotta be reading, like, somewhat age-appropriate stuff. Not if nothing, but just to make sure that you understand everything that's happening in it. I didn't even remember that Scott Pilgrim, and I believe this is one of the things that is in every adaptation, even, that makes it in. Scott Pilgrim dates Knives Chow, who is in high school. They just talk, apparently. They just talk about school, but, you know, a little bit, still a little bit like, dude, what's happening? Why are you doing this? I totally forgot about that part of the story, which means essentially I have truly forgotten, like, all of the flaws of these characters and what should actually make them interesting. So I was excited to watch Scott Pilgrim Takes Off and be reminded of some of those things. And I think in the next couple of months, I'm going to try to make it a goal to revisit the actual graphic novel. Again, if nothing but to just, like, get a little bit of a refresher of what happened in this comic that I feel like had a really big impact on me style-wise and visually, but, like, had, like, left no crumbs at all. That's not what that saying is, but it left no impressions at all of the actual story of this graphic novel. This also got me thinking about how, you know, sometimes when you're, like, a latchkey kid and you don't have a whole lot of parental supervision, sometimes you just jump into the adult world a little bit too eagerly. I think I've been watching... somebody's video on YouTube about the Junji Ito horror manga series called Tomie, and the person who created this video talked a little bit about just a slight allusion to how when they were younger they had discovered, like, comic hosting platforms, and they jumped straight into, like, hardcore yaoi. If you don't know what hardcore yaoi is, to put lightly, it is yaoi is stories about men falling in love, written by and typically for straight women. And some of these stories are pornographic in nature. Anyways, I just related to the person who made the video, and even more so now, I'm just being reminded that, like, there are a lot of things that maybe I should consider revisiting as an adult so that I can, like, fully grasp what's going on. Lots of reflections about my childhood. It's funny because at work, I've kind of gained this apparent reputation of being somebody who, like, knows about comics. And sometimes my coworkers, who are adults, who are parents, and who have children, who are oftentimes, like, 8 to 12 years old, they'll ask me, like, hey, I heard you read comics. My kid likes comics. Can you tell me about some recommendations? And I sometimes struggle because I remember when I was 8 years old, what was I reading? Banana Fish? Should not be reading Banana Fish as an 8 year old. I was reading, again, Hardcore Yaoi. Again, don't do that when you're 8 years old. Do that when you're like maybe 18. And also, apparently reading Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, but totally forgetting that there is an inappropriate relationship in the series that is featured in the series. These days, I usually recommend Witch Hat Atelier, and that is usually the one. Because I can't even recommend Cardcaptor Sakura, because there are also many inappropriate relationships in Cardcaptor Sakura, despite the fact that it is a series of my childhood, and also it is actually targeted towards children. Anyways, that's a completely different can of worms. Just a lot of reflections today on comics and stuff like that. Hey, had you ever read the Scott Pilgrim graphic novel, or did you watch the live-action movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World? I've never watched the movie, but I want to know your thoughts on Scott Pilgrim, the multiverse, I suppose. Hit me up over on Instagram. I'm at Typically Tuesdays, or send me an email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. Move on to more music. Here is newest from Busty and the Bass, All the Things I Couldn't Say to You.
Thank you.
Take It Easy by Phony People. That's what you just heard here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and I've been really enjoying the new Scott Pilgrim animated series, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. The story itself is mostly still, like, the main, like, Scott Pilgrim story about Scott Pilgrim. He's kind of this, like, you know, loser who has to fight the evil exes of his love interest, Ramona Flowers. But if I remember correctly, again, I've forgotten so much about the graphic novel, like the actual story of the graphic novel, but if I remember correctly, the graphic novel is more focused on Scott. He plays like a more of like that active role, whereas I think the series has focused quite a bit more on Ramona, which is, If I remember correctly, is very interesting. And if I didn't remember correctly, then poo-poo on me, okay? But the series is animated by Science-Saru. They're a Japanese animation house, and they've done a number of really cool films. For example, they did Inuo, they did Tatami Time Machine Blues, they did Japan Sinks 2020. In terms of animated series, they did Devilman Crybaby. They also did the Japan Sinks animated series. But one of the ones that I really enjoyed that they've done is Keep Your Hands Off Eizouken. And it's so cool to see them do the Scott Pilgrim series, because I remember the graphic novels to be like really like pretty action-packed, like really silly, and tries to use like a lot of, I don't know, just like fun, somewhat transgressive humor in the visuals and in the dynamic actions. And Science-Saru does a really good job of those things. One of the things I remember so vividly about watching Hands Off of Eizouken was the way that like proportions would be exaggerated. There'd be a lot of like use of like interesting angles, and even though the actual characters sometimes may have looked like kind of flat and simple, there's a lot of like use of exaggeration.